Tonight is the first Friday Art Walk in downtown Phoenix, and according to Phoenix New Times, there's a new gallery opening up just a few blocks north in Midtown. Iraqi artist Bassem Al-Shakir is opening up the Greenleaf Gallery in a new apartment complex just next to the Phoenix Art Museum and Phoenix Theater, and his goals for it are lofty.
I try to do my best to bring different artists here and also to bring a high-quality art, like a museum level.
Our co-host Lauren Gilger went out to the new space recently as Al-Shakir was setting it up, and she joins us now. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys. So I was interested in talking to Al-Shakir about his new gallery space, yes, but also about his story. Al-Shakir is an immigrant from Iraq, as you said, and he came here after being tortured for a drawing of a nude Venus de Milo statue in his art school sketchbook.
I used to be like a barber. I cut hair.
He was also a promising art student, and one day a man spotted the sketch of Venus in his shop.
They saw it, and the problem started from there. They start to fight with me. They say, there is young people here.
The next day, a larger group of men came back to his barber shop. It was the Mahdi Army, a militia in his native Baghdad.
And one of them, they hit me with the board. There is a wood board, you know, like for my sketching. And they hit me for it, and everyone started to hit me, and I fight with them. And then next day, they take me to their place, and they almost kill me 100%.
The torture continued until someone his uncle knew got him released. A few days later, his kidnappers were arrested, and Al-Shakir was badly injured.
And then I opened my eyes, and I'm in the hospital. My family around me, they are crying.
Since his story has been documented in the Phoenix New Times and the New York Times, and his career as an artist has taken shape, Al-Shakir has shown his work all over the world in the last decade, but he ended up in Phoenix after showing at the prestigious Venice Biennale in 2013. There, he met Gordon Knox, who ran the ASU Art Museum at the time, and brought him here as an artist in residence. Now, he has been in Phoenix for 5 years and says it feels like home.
You've been here 5 years now and really made this your home. Have you been back to Baghdad since?
I wish. I can't.
Have you seen your family?
After 3 years, these people find out I am in America. They don't know I am in America. And after that, they tried to hurt my family. They tried to take my brother, and then after that, they tried to take my sister. My brother, he left. So just they want me to go back. Because if I heard that, exactly, I will go back. I don't want to hurt any of my family.
Since he gives credit to his lawyer and the local government for helping bring his family here, too. They've now been here with him for a year and a half.
So I wonder, having been, you know, almost murdered for your art and for, you know, doing that, how does that make you think about the work that you do here now and the freedom that you have to do it?
America is a freedom. America is really, like, it's 100% freedom. Like, I've been in Europe, I've been in Middle East, many countries, in Iraq, and everywhere. And America here, it's a magic for freedom.
And he says it's that freedom that is guiding his work going forward.
And this is why now, for example, I am doing the series paintings, the 8 paintings, and about the people, they use the religion to use it to kill another people, to kill another type of people, you know? And this is what I am working in. And I believe 100% if I finish these paintings, and I will finish it very soon, and I will show it, I cannot go back to Middle East.
So this is an important enough message to you that you're willing to not only put it into your work, but to risk not being able to go back to the region.
Of course, of course.
And as he plans the direction he'll take for his new gallery, he says he's focused on creating a high-end space for the Valley's best artists to show.
The galleries here, there are no high-level galleries like California or like LA or like New York or something. We have the artists, you know? We have the artists and we have the people to like to buy the art.
And for this first show, he'll feature a few up-and-comers as well.
I teach in Phoenix College, and I have 3 or 4 students that are super good and very good, and I will show their art here.
All in all, Al-Shakir is really aiming for something big with this space that will highlight the quality of the art that's here in the Valley.
I am really, like, I really want to do something. This is my city.
That's my conversation with Iraqi artist Bassem Al-Shakir. His new gallery opens tonight inside the Greenleaf Arts District Apartments in Midtown Phoenix.